Hello? Hello?
Mickey.
Yeah. What do you know? Hello?
Hi, Mickey.
Hi. What did you want to talk about?
I have a new baby sister.
Smoking good! What's her name?
Alex.
Alex? I bet you're the happiest kid in America right now, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Things are only going to get better from here on out.
Yep.
What are you going to be doing with her, do you figure, in the future?
Well, right now she's not here.
Oh. Where is she?
Oh. My mom took her...
to bowling?
To a friend's house.
To a friend's house?
Yeah.
How old is she?
Ask my dad. I don't know.
No, no. No, no. I'd rather keep the conversation between you and I.
Okay.
When was she born?
I don't know yet.
Maybe she hasn't been born yet.
She has, but I don't know when.
I see. Perhaps yesterday. No, that's too soon.
Perhaps
last week.
A couple of days ago she was. A
couple of days ago. Mom's already out.
Yep.
Has been home and is now with the child out having a ball with her friends on a Friday night.
Yep.
Making up for all that alcohol she couldn't have during the time when she was pregnant, huh?
Mickey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something sad happened to her. She has band-aids on her tummy.
She has...
from getting it cut open.
Oh, that's the way the baby came out.
Plus, my mom had to have an IV.
Holy smokes. So much for the old natural way, huh?
I think I'm gonna have surgery.
No, you don't have to have...
I have a problem with my sinuses.
With your sinuses?
Yep.
So they're gonna operate on your nose?
I think so.
Oh, boy. Well, the medical community certainly making a bundle off your family, huh?
Whiskey.
Yes?
Did you know what?
No.
We live in St. Paul.
Hot diggity dogski, you lucky stiffs. Life doesn't get much better than that. You got a baby sister, you live in St. Paul, and you're gonna have your nose cut open. That's great. So your mom had the baby pretty much 2 days ago, cesarean, and she's already out gallivanting around with the child under one arm and a you know, hookah under the other, huh?
The baby's such a silly head.
Silly head? I bet. I bet she can't focus on you and just twitches back and forth, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
She cries, sleeps, eats,
huh?
And peeks and makes funny faces.
They're great. Remember when you were a little baby?
Yeah.
Do you remember before you were a little baby?
No, I remember when I was in my mom's tummy.
You do? What the heck was that like?
I don't know. I had my eyes shut.
The whole time? I would have looked around at least once just to see what the devil was in there.
Hey, did you know what, Misty? You know something funny?
What?
We went to a garage sale today.
You guys are living the good life. That's what I wanted to do today. This is garage sale season, and Fridays are the best days to get out. Did you get out in the morning?
Misty, guess what?
What?
You should go to a garage sale today, because they had some really good stuff.
Yeah.
We went to a couple today.
Uh-huh.
And I got a Dalmatian the veal game. And a guy racing on a motorcycle.
Man, I wish I would have been with you.
Sorry, you have to come to our house in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Gonna have to go to your house in St. Paul, Minnesota, United States of America. Doggone right I'm going to. And you know, when I come over, I'm gonna come down your chimney. What do you think about that?
You have to do that at Christmas with Santa Claus.
No, it's too crowded in there then. I like to do it in the warm weather. Santa owns the cold weather. I come down in the nice weather. So I'll be coming down. Besides, a lot less likely that I'll get torched.
Tomorrow we won't be home.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely won't come through the chimney tomorrow then, all right?
All right, cousin.
But when I do come through the chimney, I have to tell you, and I am sorry about this, you will be sleeping, and I'm going to go into your dad's room and put women's makeup on his face while he's sleeping. Okay?
Why?
Oh, I don't know, something to do. Lipstick, rouge, mascara. I'm going to get him all dolled up so that when he wakes up in the morning, he hardly recognizes himself. Will you tell him that for me?
Okay, but you won't do it to me?
No, I'm not going to do a thing to you. You're to be left alone, but Dad's going to get the weird face, and I'll leave Mom alone because of the traumatic experience she just went through. I may do a little something to the baby, nothing serious. You know, maybe just put one of those little fake arrows on top of her head, you know. That looks like an arrow's going through her head.
You can't do that, Mister.
All right, I'm not. All right, the kid. It's hands off the kids. But Dad's definitely. I'm putting a tutu on the old man. Tell him that. All right.
Misky.
Yeah.
Did you know what, Misky? My sister, she still has the soft spot on her head.
The Aztecs used to press a board against that to angle it, and that way they could identify their own as they grew up. It was permanent. They took the soft...
Why she has the soft spot?
No.
So her skull can get bigger.
So her skull can get bigger. How old are you, young man?
5.
5 years old. Will you call me again when you're grown and in a career and raising children?
I think I'll forget about that.
Oh, make a note. Write a note and put it somewhere safe and call me when you're, sometime around your midlife crisis. Just call me and we'll talk about this call. I might even save it and play it for you in case you don't remember it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I guess I'm going to go now.
Okay, bye.
All right, thanks for calling. Hey, what was your name anyway?
Alex.
Well, I thought that's your sister's name.
That's my sister's name.
The new baby?
Yep.
I thought when I asked what the new baby's name was, I thought you said Alex. She's Gretchen?
Yep.
All right, she's Gretchen, you're Alex.
Gretchen Elizabeth Life.
Life?
Yep.
Your last name is Life?
No, Gretchen Elizabeth Life.
What's your last name?
Alexander Robert Life. That's my whole name.
Your last name's Smith?
Alexander Robert Life. That's the whole name of mine.
Well, that's the whole name of yours. All right. Well, that's a great name. What are you going to do the rest of the evening?
Hey, Misky, don't you get tired staying up all night?
Well, I do. I go to bed actually around 1 in the morning each evening. That's not that late, really. And get up
it's
around...
all night.
Well, okay.
Misty, I go to bed when it's nighttime.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
How about you and I just talk for the whole evening, and we don't let anybody else in? I'll have Clyde take the phone off the hook for all the other callers, and you and I'll just...
I'm getting a little tired.
Okay. All right, sorry to keep you. We'll talk again some other time.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Sorry about that. All right. Bye-bye.